prices are going up on food, gas, and just about everything else. Now, who wants an iPad?
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Later this morning, we'll find out just how high consumer prices jumped last month. And if gas and food costs are anything to go on, you can bet they jumped pretty high. Economists are expecting a 0.4% increase for the month of February, which would put us on track for a 3.1% boost in consumer prices for the year. But according to economist Lance Roberts at Street Talk Advisors in Houston,
if we start talking about the real inflation index as to what the individual consumer is dealing with, we're actually looking at inflation for the average American running between 4 and 5%.
And he says that includes everything from rising insurance costs and to rising college costs. One thing that is staying the same price-wise is the iPad. The new one goes on sale today. It'll cost anywhere between $499 and $829. Marketplace's Gregory Warner has been hanging out at the Apple Store in Philadelphia this morning, and he joins us live. Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, tell us about the scene down there at the Apple Store.
Oh, it was rocking. Yeah, all of 13 people. There were more employees preparing for the launch than customers. In fact, it was so sad that the diehards on the line were reduced to telling war stories from previous Apple launches. Here's some tape.
I think last year they had a line 2 blocks from here, but that's what I heard. I wasn't here at that time.
Really? And this is kind of like
a short line, right?
It is sort of short, right?
I know.
So that's Peter Lansforth. He's a fourth-year medical student at Penn, and as you can see, he was a bit disappointed because you brave the drizzle, the sleepless night, you at least want to feel like you're part of the crowd.
Well, why bother doing any of that at all? I mean, these people can pre-order, right?
That's true. You can pre-order now. For these folks, it was all about being the first, you know, the first to touch the iPad, to own it. I actually met the first. His name is Christos Pavlides. He's going to be the first iPad owner in Philadelphia. And here's what he's going to do with it. At 7:05 this morning, he's going to make a video.
Of opening my iPad and show to everybody how is it.
So the first thing you're going to do with the iPad is make a video with the iPad about you're using the iPad.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be a big hit, that video. Marketplace's Gregory
Definitely
Warner.
Watch that.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Well, forget the new iPad. What about the old one that some people just forked over hundreds of dollars to buy? Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Apple is offering, in some cases, more than $300 to people who turn in their old iPads. Roger Kay of Endpoint Technologies says that's designed to lure people who think the new device sounds cool.
But in some sense, it's not a quantum difference in experience. And so someone who has an existing one would say, yeah, I'd like a nicer picture, but I'm okay with this one.
The new iPad will run you at least $500. Creative Strategies analyst Tim Beharin says the store credits give Apple a way to reward returning customers without going down market.
Apple really doesn't do discounting. No, it's a loyalty credit. Absolutely.
Beharin says Apple will refurbish the old iPads and may resell them in places like China, South America, and Africa, where new iPads are extremely expensive.
But if you take these refurbished ones, it introduces another layer of the population in these other countries.
And potentially creates even more loyal Apple fans. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, down slightly in Hong Kong, up 0.1% right now in London. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow climbed for its 7th consecutive trading day. It added 58 points to close at 13,252.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
Tax day is now less than a month away, and in Arizona, there's a new line on the state's tax return that asks people how much shopping they've done out of state. Think online shopping. Peter O'Dowd reports now from Phoenix.
Every tax season is different, but this year, line 30 of Arizona's tax form has caught people like Linda Young off guard.
It was a surprise to me, so I'm sure it would be a surprise to a lot of people.
Young is a veteran tax preparer. She says she didn't notice the reporting requirement until I asked her about it.
How many people are committed enough to keep track of catalog purchases and whether they paid tax on it or not? I don't think realistic at all.
Realistic or not, it is the law. In fact, it has been for more than 50 years. But 2012 is the first year it showed up on tax forms. Across the state, tax preparers say their clients have either had to go back and search their credit card receipts or simply guess at how much they've spent. The state is asking shoppers to voluntarily pay less than 7% on their purchases out of state. Matt Hines is a Democratic lawmaker who says making a good faith effort to comply helps the little guy.
It's on the honor system, basically, to help even the playing field for those mom-and-pop small businesses, brick-and-mortar businesses here in the state, who are trying to compete against larger out-of-state corporations.
Across the country, states are looking for different ways to collect sales tax from online retailers. Arizona recently sent Amazon a bill for more than $50 million in uncollected sales tax. And line 30 on the state tax form is just another way to make up the difference. But State Representative Debbie Lesko says it's not a good solution.
Let's just get rid of it.
Lesko is a Republican who's sponsoring a new bill that would eliminate Arizona's use tax altogether.
Because they're making criminals out of people that don't even know they're supposed to be doing this, and it's really burdensome.
Lesko says Congress already has a solution with what's known as the Marketplace Fairness Act. The bill is pending and would give all states a framework to collect revenue from out-of-state retailers. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.
And finally, Boston had a big power outage the other day. They're calling it the Back Bay Blackout. Well, it probably wasn't much fun for the people of Boston, but it appears to have been a bonanza for the animals at a local zoo. According to the Boston Herald, the Capitol Grill Steakhouse had to get rid of 2,500 pounds of meat. And the lucky recipients were the lions, tigers, and leopards at the Southwick Zoo, who apparently scarfed down porterhouse and ribeye, bones and all. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.